have the staffing to handle the volume, but you're going to slow everything down. That's why you saw a lot of delays into Burbank and some cancellations. The airport stayed open even if there was no one in that tower.
A program in danger of running out of funding because of the shutdown is staying afloat.
The White House says it will use tariff revenue to continue to fund the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children known as WIC. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt issued a statement that says, quote, the Trump White House will not allow impoverished mothers and their babies to go hungry because of the Democrats' political games. She called the use of tariff money a creative solution to fund the program. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The union representing more than 800,000 federal and district employees is warning that the impact of the shutdown will get worse if it continues. Jacqueline Simon of the American Federation of Government Employees says more than 2 million federal workers are doing their job without pay or are furloughed without pay.
This is just one more attempt to undermine federal employees' sense of normalcy and ability to carry out the duties of their position.
Members of the Texas National Guard are some 50 miles southwest of Chicago and expected to be in the city as soon as tomorrow. A lawsuit has been filed by Illinois and Chicago claiming that the president's authorization to deploy troops to the city is unlawful and dangerous. CBS's Nicole Scanlon.
Federal judge is going to hear from both sides Thursday, but sources familiar tell us we'll see the Texas National Guard deployed outside ICE facilities before then. If the federal judge doesn't block this, we can expect to see 300 more Guard members from Illinois soon, too. If she does, well, President Trump says he's ready to invoke the Insurrection Act.
Trump says the troops are needed to protect immigration enforcement efforts and crack down on crime. Federal data obtained by CBS News shows that unlawful crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border fell to the lowest annual level in 55 years. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The vast majority of the apprehensions, those 238,000 apprehensions in fiscal year 2025, were actually recorded in the last 3 months of the outgoing Biden administration.
The Senate confirms 108 Trump nominees, including Sergio Gore, to be U.S. ambassador to India, and Herschel Walker as U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A restaurant chain that closed decades ago is back.
The theme song brings back the memories. Chi Chi's, the Minnesota-born Mexican restaurant chain that served up its last chips and salsa 20 years ago, made its return this week with a new location in the Twin Cities. Reservations
cheese dip
were fully booked.
The cheese dip. Look, nice. I'm here with a new knee and a broken toe, and I need my Chi Chi's. It's in my blood.
At its height, Chi Chi's boasted more than 200 locations across the country.
I started going there when I was in junior high and had a lot of good memories.
But bankruptcy and a hepatitis A outbreak at a Pittsburgh-area restaurant sealed its fate in 2004. Now, with its rebirth, more locations will soon pop up in the Midwest and East Coast. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Three scientists at U.S. universities, John Clark, Michel Devoyer, and John Martinez, win the Nobel Prize in Physics for advanced quantum technology. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend. Right now it's 53. WRJN.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could.
Until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus, the rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only you can to make the darkness bright. Only
stop, stop, I can't stop, stop, I can't stop, stop, lightning.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
of my tears. I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. James Comey is expected to appear in court on Wednesday, the first of a number of people President Trump has said should be prosecuted for using the justice system against him. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The former FBI director fired by President Trump in 2017 has denied wrongdoing. He will face two criminal charges at an arraignment at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today. The president has celebrated this case, calling James Comey a liar. Critics of the administration say the Trump administration is weaponizing the Department of Justice to go after a political rival.
National Guardsmen from Texas are expected to be deployed to Chicago as early as Wednesday. CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us what they'll be doing.
Fresh off of C-17's, roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard going to a military facility for operational debriefs. Their assignment? Well, the Pentagon has ordered soldiers to protect federal law enforcement and property from violent demonstrations.
A growing number of flights are being delayed because of a slight increase in the number of air traffic controllers calling out sick nationwide. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The union representing air traffic controllers is adamant that this is not a coordinated national event or effort to disrupt air traffic control. However, when you have only a few people potentially working at a facility, one person calling out sick can create a staffing situation.
And now President Trump is threatening to fire furloughed federal employees if the shutdown doesn't end soon. CBS's Erica Brown has that from Capitol Hill.
Trump also said he will be announcing layoffs and the elimination of some federal programs within the next 4 or 5 days if the shutdown continues.
A lot of those jobs will never come back.
Here on Capitol Hill, lawmakers remain deadlocked over health care. Democrats want an extension to Affordable Care Act subsidies, but Republicans insist the shutdown should end first.
As the use of artificial intelligence continues to grow, a new report predicts the amount of data center energy to power it will quintuple by 2040. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The report by independent assurance and risk management provider DNV said AI will be the largest driver of electricity consumption in North America for the next 5 years, as energy for data centers are predicted to utilize 16% of all electricity.
California has become the third state to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Public schools and community colleges will be able to close for the day. Diwali is celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, and Buddhists. It symbolizes the victory of light over darkness. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and services.